This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Wednesday, May 1st. Well, we had quite a bit of selling pressure in the grain space yesterday. In fact, most of the markets yesterday across the board were under pressure yesterday. Stock market was down over 500. Crude oil was down a bit. I mean, it wasn't a wipeout, but gold was down 55. Silver was down almost a dollar. So there was just a significant amount of selling throughout the markets yesterday. Now, with the grains, we had some heavy deliveries in soybeans and wheat. That was part of the pressure. We're also seeing improved weather coming into the southern region of Russia and eastern Ukraine. So that took a little bit of that weather premium out of the market. So it's just kind of a risk-off day, basically. Plus, it was the last trading day of the month. It just seemed like there was a lot of liquidation going on. In weather, here in the United States, we're looking at some better rain chances for the Western Plains. They don't get all the way to the far Western Plains, but they get fairly close. It's not heavy rains, maybe a half inch or so, but it's something. And it's something to see the systems moving that far west. The Midwest continues to get quite a bit of rain, especially the Western Midwest, much needed. But it is causing some planting delays. There's some chatter about prevent plant, but that's still, you know, at least 3 weeks away before you even really get serious about that. So plenty of time to get the crop in. We're ahead of schedule. We're ahead of average anyway for both corn and bean planting. But I would imagine with these rain systems moving through that that's going to slow down quite a bit. For the Russian region, it's kind of hit and miss. You know, the forecasts all through last week and early part of this week were still showing, and they do still show, the far southern region of Russia getting some pretty decent rain. The central and northern part of that southern region, not a whole lot of rain in this latest forecast. Eastern Ukraine, the rain systems do stick around, so they are looking at a pretty good shot of moisture, but it doesn't look like it's going to go straight east and move through that central and northern part of southern Russia. So that's a little bit of a change in the weather forecast. So in the short term, we are still looking at some rain coming into that dry region, but it's not as widespread as was being forecast last week. So I think that's one of the reasons I think why the Chicago wheat market, while opening weaker and kind of steady with Kansas City, bounced a bit around midday, only closing down about 5, whereas Kansas City was down 15. I think they're taking a look at this slight change in the weather pattern for Russia and not wanting to be so aggressively short here, at least for the short term. But soybeans were down 19 yesterday. Corn was down 2. So the soybean market kind of reeling from surprise deliveries in bean oil in particular, and looking at world veg oil prices starting to slide, that's becoming a pretty negative factor for the broader soybean complex. Deliveries this morning, we still see that in the soy complex. For beans, 263 contracts, bean oil, 1,300, soy meal, 152, corn, just 3, and wheat had 0. So we should be pretty much done with the wheat deliveries and corn for that matter, but soybeans are still getting pressure from this heavier than expected delivery number. Cordonnier down in South America is leaving his soybean estimates unchanged for both Argentina and Brazil. But for corn, he lowered corn out of Argentina 1 million ton, took it down to 49 million. Brazil he left unchanged at 112 million. So starting to see the private guys and the market factor in less corn production out of Argentina because of stunt disease. And we're deep in the harvest for Argentina. They're finding yields are less than expected. So seeing those adjustments coming in, for in particular for corn in Argentina. Yesterday, the EPA put out their GREET model requirements. That's basically what the requirements are for ethanol to qualify for sustainable aviation fuel. Pretty onerous requirements. An individual farm has to use three environmentally friendly farming practices at the same time: no-till, precision fertilizer, and cover crops. Well, that's pretty tough to do, especially for this year. And for next year, they haven't put out those requirements yet. The market is hoping that they don't require that all three be used at the same time. So it doesn't look like it's going to have much of an impact. You know, we weren't authorizing or using that much ethanol for aviation fuel anyway at this point. That looks to increase next year. So hopefully they'll be a little more flexible in their requirements. So moving forward, it looks like wheat might get some stability here. We're just flat to mixed on the night session. Soy market continuing to get a little bit of pressure. Corn is generally flat. I do think that, with the growing season just getting started in the Midwest, we are going to see some planting delays. Corn's going to have to make an effort to protect that acreage base. For soybeans, not a lot of bullishness coming in for that market. They might gain some acres, and the fundamentals have turned a little bearish for them in this short term as well. For wheat, we're still looking at dryness in the far western plains. We still see Kansas crop conditions declining, and now we've got the Black Sea. While rain is on the way, it's not quite as much in that key Russian area as had been expected. So, wheat might still have a little bit more to the downside. We haven't really gotten down to the key support level, but I don't think we're quite done on the upside yet. It just depends really how much rain does fall over these next couple weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.